Welcome to Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and I will be your host throughout this series. Together, we will explore AI through fireside conversations with industry experts. From business executives and AI researchers to leaders who advance AI for all, Humane is the channel to release new AI products, to learn about industry trends, and to bridge the gap between humans and machines in the fourth industrial revolution. If you like this episode, remember to subscribe and leave a review. This is a special edition of the Humane Podcast. Coronavirus predicted early by AI company that tracked SARS and Ebola. As the first three cases of coronavirus are quarantined in New York City and the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene across the street from where I live, including FDNY, the New York City Emergency Management Services, and the New York City Health and Hospitals are all together poised to respond to the 2020 novel coronavirus, it has become evident how contagious this Wuhan coronavirus has become. One startup, Blue Dot Global, has been involved in research and early detection of contagious disease spread since the SARS epidemic and Ebola outbreaks. Blue Dot Global has accurately predicted that the Wuhan coronavirus would become an epidemic at least 3 days prior to national television coverage claiming the same. More on Blue Dot Global in a future segment on the Humane Podcast. And with the coronavirus now having infected on record with the World Health Organization more people than the entirety of the SARS epidemic in 2002 and 2003, the United States has taken drastic considerations to minimize the spread of this disease. Here is a weekly update to keep you informed on all relevant coverage for the 2020 Wuhan coronavirus. As of this recording, the U.S. is considering banning all inbound and outbound flights into China. President Xi of China vows to rid the country of this demonic plague. Data scientists involved with GIS data and the World Health Organization have created a map that tracks the spread of the disease with an almost hockey stick-like growth over 50% daily spread for the past week in infections. As of this recording, over 132 people have died, according to WHO officials, with Chinese state media numbers not independently verified. All N95, or surgical mask respirator disposable masks, in Chinatown in New York City and online on Amazon are sold out in the United States as medical companies rush to replenish supplies. Kawamoto, a surgical mask supplier in Japan, has seen its stock grow over 400% in the past 2 months as a result of demand for the surgical mask products. In the past 5 days, the Reddit coronavirus channel has quadrupled in membership and surged in activity. Ironically, 3M has laid off 1,500 employees as part of a global restructuring where sales and revenue targets were missed. But I wonder if the coronavirus crisis will create a short-term or near-term sales boost for the company. Companies have started to launch Google ads and price gouge on these N95 surgical and breathing apparatus masks. Fortunately, I was able to get some in the black color for these N95 masks on Amazon for under $5 a mask before they sold out. Hong Kong researchers who originally isolated the SARS virus have claimed to have isolated and prepared a vaccine for the Wuhan coronavirus, but mentioned it may take over 12 months until clinical trials can be released on humans with the vaccine. The Wuhan coronavirus genome is now publicly available on GenBank, thanks to collaboration between the United States, China, and Thailand. Colleges across Asia and the United States are in the process of canceling foreign student exchange programs. In addition, British Airways has barred all flights between Europe and China. And the first few cases of foreigners have been infected in China as of this recording. Lastly, Hong Kong protesters are even forcing border closures between China and Hong Kong to, quote, keep out the demonic virus. Stay tuned for more coverage on the 2020 coronavirus and how data science and AI are keeping you informed and safe as the disease spreads further. Hey humans, thanks for listening to this episode of Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and if you like Humane, remember to click subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Luminary. Thanks for tuning in and join us for our next episode. New releases are every Tuesday.